Little bogey in your nose, mate.
Me?
Yeah.
I get a tissue.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 9.
Yay!
I'm joined by Ryan Locke. Well, I'm not, but he was sat here, but he had a bogey in his nose. Two bogeyless boys are Tom Looney.
I'm not so sure.
Looney. And Max Smith.
Hello there.
Hey. For viewers, we are not in the usual studio. No, for listeners, it probably sounds shit, but but hey, we're
in a cave.
Yeah, we are in a cave. That works for what's the face? The Taliban.
Yeah,
they made videos from there.
They made lots of videos from the cave.
You've watched way too much, it seems.
Who?
The Taliban.
Oh, the Taliban. Sorry. Yeah. Fair. Special guest today.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully not. We're in a different room, and for viewers, we need to decorate. Really, our side has the million plaque, 100,000 subscriber plaque. We need to get the other ones, just fell down. And on your side, you have my lovely painting.
Yep.
Award-winning
work.
Mirror.
Sexy work. Which I think gives off your vibe, you know, the sexual confusion on this side and success over here. Am I right? Yeah,
damn right.
Yeah. You didn't get that bogey, did you?
No.
I did.
So much to catch up on.
So much.
It's been an extra day than usual. Max,
hello.
You left the country. This time, not in a balaclava on a speedboat. Or was it? How was Paris?
Really good. Disgusting to be back, to be honest with you.
Really?
It was so good just seeing... You know, all the sights.
What are all the sights?
The Louvre.
Ooh!
Went up the Eiffel Tower, which is terrifying.
Yeah?
Well, you know, until I was going up the elevator and it started shaking, how scared I was of heights. I was just there, like, when we got right to the top.
Yeah.
We went to, was it the second floor or the third floor? I was just sort of hunched up against the wall, just like, I don't want to move. But being on the top, because you can see to the horizon, you know. Have you ever...
No, I've never been to Paris or France.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have been to France, actually, but never been to Paris.
Yeah, it's just it's a different world, man.
What's the fashion like there?
There's a lot more goths.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed, very hip, though. I think everyone takes fashion a lot more seriously over there.
More than Ryan.
He's got a Chris and D bag, definitely.
Yeah. And a hanging bogey for accessories.
I haven't got a hanging bogey. I'm not even convinced that there was one. I think you're just saying it just to put me on edge.
That's really upset me.
So on edge.
We're all on edge, mate.
Every time you wave your head about, I just feel like you're going to hit me. Just
falling debris.
Speaking of falling in debris. What was your favourite meal in France?
Do you know, I tried snails.
Oh, really?
Which was very strange.
From a restaurant.
You'll eat here tonight, you'll eat well.
There's something in the garden.
I'm hungry. I've left me one at home.
Yeah, from a restaurant.
One thing you could bring from Paris to, let's say, Manchester, what
Mona
would it be?
Lisa.
Really?
Why?
Because there's a lot of money in it.
I bet you bloody did. That's what we're going to hang on that wall.
Imagine that. As the week's going, it's just more stuff we've stolen.
Stephen said we had to.
Yeah, customs.
It's for the podcast, I swear.
Impressed you made it that far.
The Mona Lisa is fine.
Pretty incredible. Like, that's not... Like, there's no shame in that whatsoever.
Broken into the Louvre. Pulled up the most amazing heist ever. And then didn't go through customs.
Because he started crying.
Another part. Ryan, you had a job interview, was it today?
Yeah, I had an interview today.
How did it go?
Went very well.
Got the job, yeah?
I've got a trial... I don't know, it's not really a shift, a trial walk.
Nice.
It's for a tour guide position.
You're on trial, basically.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and join him for a walk in the Peak District in a few weeks' time. Yeah, fingers crossed it goes well. I hope I enjoy it, because I would much rather do that kind of work. So
you'd much rather do a job you enjoy?
Yes, 100%.
Does Dave know about this?
Yeah, he does.
So what's the job?
So it's a sort of trainee tour guide, 6 months. They do
tours
from Manchester to Liverpool, Oxford, Chester, walk. Edinburgh, and then they do walking ones around Peak right. District and Snowdon.
This is the M5.
I was going to say, what's in between Manchester and Liverpool?
Warrington! Look at this. Wow, an IKEA. You'll get lost in there, especially if I'm taking you.
Don't mind the bogeys. So are you giving like information to...
Yeah, taking people around, you know.
Oh, that's mad.
The city of Liverpool. And
what do you know about Liverpool?
Nothing. Right. Don't know any.
A few hotspots to go to. I'd say Toxteth, Croxteth.
Just making up
words. No. Have you heard of Kensington in London?
Yes.
It's very similar in Liverpool.
Okay.
Go there late at night on your own.
With first, a bus full, yeah, of, a bus full of tourists. Yes.
And a nose full of bogeys. Thomas, what have you been doing?
Devon... she's doing intensive driving lessons at the morrow. Yeah. At the moment.
I'm learning Shakespeare as well. Yeah.
So because she's doing it obviously quite intensively, so she's doing long drives to kind of mix it up, and her instructor was like, oh, I want to, you know, take you on a longer drive because it'll be useful to you after your test. So they went to St. Helens.
Great place.
Yeah, went to St. Helens and the car broke down. So she got stuck in St. Helens for
and
3 hours.
People came out and started stealing parts of the car.
The car? What is this? Object with wheel.
Some tricky roundabouts, apparently.
Yeah, I failed on one.
Yeah?
In many ways, it taught me a lesson that I never forgot. Which was? Handbrake, don't drive into a lorry. They don't teach you that.
Don't.
Why leave it till a test? Speaking of which, I was ill last night, and I've been ill for the past few days. Not bad, but last night, woke up at 3 a.m. With terrible stomach pain. Just like, oh, God.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to razz. So I went to the toilet and trumping away. And nothing was changing. And then it got to 5 a.m., still on the toilet. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
2 hours on the toilet.
Wow. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh, where to go?
Elvis.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Am I the modern day Elvis? I wouldn't want to answer that, but I'll let Ryan. No.
Fucking bang out of order, isn't
shit,
it?
You're killing me, man. Night, really?
You invite somebody into your home.
I put on the fairy lights for you.
Yeah. Sorry. Thought I was being funny with...
You know, the key to comedy is yes and.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, yeah. No, yeah. It's yes and. Yeah. You're so casual with it. It's Mother's Day. Well, it's already been when this goes out. But aside from getting your fingers stinky, any plans? No. That was to Ryan as well, I must point out.
No plans.
just that.
I've sent a card. Got my dad to buy a present.
That's good of you, mate.
Yeah,
but yeah, we don't really do Mother's Day and Father's Day and cards in general. We don't really do in our house.
I wouldn't expect your mum and dad to do it.
Yeah, not for Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's for you and your brother, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
The two of you just lazy, maybe.
And you two have decided that's the thing we do. We don't do Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've decided that.
Like I said, we've still sent a card and things like that, but it's not like an expected thing in our house. Like
my mom, gave birth to you,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, I know.
A piece of card with your writing on is not a present.
Yeah.
She can't even read that.
It's just a disappointing reminder.
Probably a bit of snot and bogey at the corner.
No glue for stamp.
I don't know what you want me to say to this.
Just want you to be better, man. Just be better.
Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Yeah. Oh, and she's been watching the podcast.
She's still watching.
You said she's all caught up.
Yeah, she's loved all caught it. Up. Yeah.
Oh God.
Hi, Mrs. Lott.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Carol.
And to all mums,
you made a good one. Not this one.
Stay away from my mum.
Yeah. What else? Oh, complaints. Complaints, our brand new segment, which has been going down a storm.
Can't wait.
Please take IMAX off. I've been listening to you since day one. And the more I hear it, the less brain cells I have. Next one. I have one complaint and one only. The podcast is perfect, of course, but I do think IMAX should be allowed more time. Maybe allowing Max to review each segment would be for the best. Cheers, guys. See, this is what we have to deal with. Everyone's all over the shop. This one I agree with. Yeah. Joe shouldn't be on the pod unless it's a special. Max, Stephen and Tom should be on every week with the other three switching. That's pretty much what we've been doing. If you want to keep up?
Just making sure.
I like your podcast, but happy hour is shit. I know that's not related, but you should be more specific in your email names. Yeah, it's called Podcast Complaints. That's a good one. That's a good one, mate.
I still can't believe we got that.
Yeah.
That's
a real coup.
Yeah.
There was quite a long one that I really enjoyed. Max and Looney's Dirty Secret, it's called. The sexual tension between Max and Looney is unbearable. Max is yearning for Tom's meat banister, and it's so clear to see. The way Max always argues with Looney reminds me of a woman in her 60s who's frustrated that her husband can't smell his plums no more. Looney clearly wants it as well, as he's always giving him the eyes and tensing his biceps. Dread to think what happens when the cameras go off. Just imagine those two dry humping on the table whilst he watches in horror. Ryan sits in the corner, crying with shit dribbling down his leg. And Bogey's going for his nose. And Joe recorded with his flip phone in his left hand and his little soldier in his right hand.
Well, thank you very much, Ollie.
Embarrassing for Joe, though.
Spot on. Spot on.
Shit dribbling down his leg.
That's why we had to move studios.
Oh, God.
Just dribbling.
You are a mucky boy.
Yeah.
You are, aren't you? Now time for the news.
Wow.
Yeah. Catherine Tate has a new comedy on Netflix, Hard Sell. A documentary crew follows the inmates and staff of HMP Wolseley while Catherine Tate portrays multiple characters to capture the penal system and its brutal humorous best.
Oh.
Catherine Tate multi-rolling. Yeah?
We love nostalgia.
How is that getting made?
Is it good?
No reviews are allowed of it. And the directors had the name removed from
them. Oh, fucking God. Hell.
Joe, you know, Catherine Tate's, I've never, like, gone back to watch Catherine Tate. So, like, Little Britain, maybe not so much Little Britain, but Come Fly With Me, I've gone back and, like, watched it over the years.
Is that the racist one?
Just never...
don't listen to him, Ryan. It's tasteful blackface. Yeah?
We got no coffee.
What's she like?
Oh, God.
But Catherine Tate, never gone back to watch.
Did you enjoy it the first time round?
Yeah, loved it.
Loved it?
First time round.
Okay.
First time
round. This is a confused review, isn't it?
The Nan and...
you can't just name characters we've just mentioned.
The Nan.
Yeah. There was that one that was like...
Mr Bean, I want to say.
Dear me, dear gay, dear no dear. Remember that? He wasn't that funny.
What was that?
Was it the bald guy?
Yeah.
He was just a closet homosexual.
Yeah. How very dare you?
How very dare you?
Imagine this on the streets of Liverpool.
Say again.
Who did? Me did. They did. No, did.
The Tate Modern. Who's me the Tate?
Am I bothered?
Am I bothered? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was getting...
Who could forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't bothered. That was good. She was reckless.
Computer says no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that as well.
It's the wrong one, Ryan.
Peter says no.
That's Little Britain.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No. Yeah, but no, but is Little Britain.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's different jokes, but really well done, so you've got to remember.
What, Am I Bothered? Is that Vicky Pollard?
No. That's Yeah, But No,
like,
But.
It's Catherine Tate, but she's like kind of got big hoop earrings and.
Oh, ponytail. Is it? Oh. So,
yeah, but Am I Bothered, though?
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, God. Oh, I fucking hate all that.
Wacky catchphrases.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Can't wait to watch that, though. It's now time for Max's Football Roundup.
Max's Football Roundup.
Max.
Hello.
We are down to the semi-finals of the FA Cup.
Yes.
Who's going to win the trophy?
Pompey.
Another bold shout.
Yeah, that'll do.
What was it like when Portsmouth won it back in 2008?
I don't really remember.
Too busy shagging.
Yeah, man.
The trophy.
Get off. So you paraded it throughout the streets.
Just you inside it. Shaking around.
I'm coming.
It was
just firing out of the trophy.
Is this confetti? Anyway.
Jermaine Defoe retired, was it today, yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah. Well, your heroes.
What did he retire for?
Fed up of football. He was playing in Sunderland.
Yeah.
Wow. Sick of that.
Jesus Christ.
Who could blame him?
Favourite player.
Jermaine Defoe.
My dad's
really?
Player, I should have said.
Why did you lie?
It's not really a lot.
His dad's Willem Defoe.
That was Max's football rounder. It's now time for another segment. Let's have it.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yeah, boy. This week's news is gossip at its finest. Mm. Kylie Jenner revealed that her son's name is no longer Wolf because her and Travis Scott just really didn't feel like it was him.
So they changed it.
Oh, Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Didn't hear that, did we? Oh. Jingle was playing.
Yeah, hopefully not.
What did you say?
They changed it to fox.
Yeah, do you like foxy little kids, do you? Creep.
For fuck's sake.
The fiddler strikes again.
I'm going to give you a tour of Strange Ways.
Yeah. Meet Catherine Tate.
Yeah. God. Lock her in a cell and throw away the key. It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose. Ryan, I must say that we need to make the rule you can't look away, okay? We need to watch Ryan and enjoy it. You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to Impressions with me, Ryan. First impression. Rob Brydon. I love them. Second impression, Tom Shelby. Thomas Shelby.
It's Tommy Shelby.
Tom Shelby.
Tim Shelby.
You two both definitely went before.
Yeah. You've made us all laugh.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah,
we're not. No. Can we see it? Can we see it? Can we see it? Can we see it?
Honestly, it's just...
Go on.
Tom Shelby.
As if they got you with that. You fucking idiot.
Did you plan to get his name wrong?
I planned to do bad impressions. Yeah. I didn't necessarily plan to get the name wrong.
For fuck's sake.
Can we see Tom Shelby?
Where's my whiskey?
That's Arthur.
Where is he gone?
Yeah, it's Arthur, mate.
I wish I'd waited.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have laughed at
I think that would have brought you right
upsetting.
Back.
Yeah. It's upsetting. It's upsetting when that happens. But again, you got it wrong. Yeah, might have sent me.
Whiskey.
I don't know if it's me or you. I think it's you.
Do you know, I've got to do one anyway.
Yeah,
so. Got to
do one anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Ryan.
Thank you.
Now on to the world of punishments. We don't have any punishments today. We're going to save it for the 100th episode, which is coming up fast.
Oh, wow.
Is it?
I think so. It might be today. No.
God, this is
everyone just drops out of the cupboard.
You may recall that Tom, Max,
very
Ryan,
controversial.
Myself are all being punished.
Yeah.
Dave also.
Yeah.
So Cameron. Only,
Cameron, we agreed
well,
on.
Cameron, yeah. But then I received a call last night from Cameron, who was furious. And threatened me and threatened
Tom. Okay. That is not okay.
No. I said, Cameron, you know I'm being punished. And he went, what? And then he played the video on a bit longer and realised that I too was being punished.
Right.
Felt some sort of remorse. Mm. Still, I received this voice message, which I'll play now.
Umpa Lumpa.
Oh, wait, that wasn't it.
Doopity Dingus. I'm going to slot you one right in your ringus. Yeah.
Threats are not tolerated on this podcast unless they're to other podcasters. Cameron is now going to receive the most severe punishment possible.
Yeah, man. He's got to dress up like an
just banned forever. Oh.
No. That's what he wants.
I'm going to start threatening everyone now, man.
Now for the talking points.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's the one thing you wish to accomplish before you die?
Wish. So it could be anything. Even... outside the realms of possibility.
So many wishes. No, come on, man.
Wish.
Hey, get your head screwed on, man.
Things, do they?
No, no, but it's going to be...
Wish I was Frodo Baggins.
Great.
That's a wish, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Shit, though, isn't it?
Imagine watching Fairly Odd Parents and everything he wishes for is just realistic stuff.
But that's not...
I wish I had a roast dinner. All right, mate.
It goes wrong sometimes.
Okay,
it?
Right, that's fine. Frodo Baggins.
So you want to be Frodo Baggins?
Well, no,
for the
I
that's fine. That's fine.
I want to live forever.
Move on. Live forever as Frodo Baggins. Wealthy. That's fine.
There we go.
Boom. Frodo Baggins.
I want
to
die.
What do I wish for?
Hobby.
I think just any TV line.
Just
to be on TV and say a line.
To have a line on fucking
just
TV.
To have a line, yeah. But like,
well, that's realistic, though, isn't it?
Things that I'd want, but that's something I'd really, you know.
Pint of bitter, please.
I didn't do it. I would be happy with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if it made zero content.
Like, it went that way.
Yeah. In the show.
Who, me?
You're at a funeral scene, and then you just walk in. Pint of bitter, please, Maggie. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
You can clearly see the other characters just mouthing.
Paying his respects at the coffin.
Well, we had a pay back, but that's me, that.
I wouldn't go in there, mate.
What about if it was line of duty?
Yeah.
And they finally work out who's the whole head honcho of the thing, and it's you, and they're going, this massive paedophile here. He's the kingpin of all the paedophiles. It's just your face on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And then you come on screen and go, boy's gotta eat.
Make a living.
H stands for horny.
Unfortunately, okay. I would still do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God! Really? Do what I if it's on To Catch a Predator?
Maybe not anything.
To Catch a Predator.
Catch a Predator.
And you're just there going, "I'll never tell." That's your one line, Ryan.
Starting to regret my choice now.
So we got Frodo stupid. Baggins, one line on TV.
So what is it? What's the question?
One thing to accomplish before you die.
We've got Max's transition to Frodo Baggins. So you're gonna lose height. you have to be smaller.
Yeah,
but not mass. So just a question.
No fat jokes, please.
It's not yeah, fat jokes.
That, cool, right? That was one of the That's complaints not we've joke, had.
It's not a fat joke, is it? Just saying that, like. To be squashed down.
Yes.
You'd obviously expand a little bit.
Yeah, would I? Yeah. You wouldn't.
Anyone would.
You wouldn't.
Any who's, fucker would.
Who's putting the complaints in a tin?
It's simple science, mate.
It's simple science. Physics. Yeah, simple science from a simple fucking brain.
Like Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. Fucking Frodo wouldn't have to deal with this bullshit. Save me love, man.
It's Frodo magic.
Yeah.
No. It's just quiet, though. Big feet.
Yeah. Freddo. Freddo Baggins. Freddo Shaggins.
Yeah, that's me, man.
The Portsmouth Trust. Hey, everyone. It's Freddo Shaggins.
He's eating fucking snails out the bin.
Oh, it's like pellets in my mouth.
Well, what about you, Stephen?
Good question.
One
man.
Wish, baby.
One thing I want to accomplish before I die. I want a family. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
And we like that.
Kids. Yeah, kids. Not okay. The same way this guy does in that hit show. I want to see my little kids grow up, and you're there going, "Oh, never mind that. Watch me.
Fuck them off, mate. I've got me one line.
This is me on Total Wipeout.
No.
Individual, please. You think hair and makeup would say something?
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Clearly cut your mic as you're ranting off.
Imagine getting the script and having to read that line.
It's not scripted, man. So why but it's not scripted?
Then you come on
the greatest drama on television.
The best one would be if you're in Peaky Blinders and you just go, "You must be Tom Shelby."
I'll have a whiskey, please. Yeah.
Oh, Tom, play a professional football
people
game.
People know about me that I want to travel the world, so I would like to kind of...
In a certain amount of time?
Yeah, certainly. But I think before I'm 40, I want to get a lot under my belt, see a lot of the world.
Wow.
Just have a good time with it.
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. Well, nine.
Shit.
Nine and a half, mate. Eight and a half.
Why don't you become like a travel vlogger?
Keeps going down.
I guess it does.
A travel vlogger.
Yeah. It just seems like the piss easy job.
I'll have a look.
In Paris.
Yeah, because I've a number of things I've thought about doing, and you know.
I'm sure there's people that watch
fucking
this.
Fucking done anything ever.
I like a bit of that.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
I forget to speak to the viewers sometimes and the listeners.
Still here.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Do one line.
Can we cut that out, please?
Already done, baby.
There's one line. You can just hear him in the background. Excuse me, when's my part? I've been in the trailer for 8 hours. You could be a top boy. You said you've been watching that recently.
Yeah, top boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could you be a drug dealer or...?
Probably more of a victim.
No, well, that shows about. What?
Drugs. Man, I got overpriced. Excuse me, I'll give you 220s.
Can I get a score?
I'd like to master a skill. Like
which one?
So,
piano?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, an instrument is one that I would, like a...
The guitar?
Yeah, the guitar.
I could teach you drums.
Yeah.
To the guitar.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Do that whilst you're travelling.
It's all the same shit I've been working on for some time.
Just, I bet you, man.
It's fucking pathetic,
there with
man.
Guitar, though.
If yeah, I, like, obviously, breaking my arm in now, but I'm, just, yeah. You know, playing it again. All right.
If I offered you either you play... professional game in the Premier League, yeah, or you travel around all of South Africa, what would you pick?
Playing a professional game in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Am I any good?
Yeah, you're in goal.
You're next tied to the goalpost. You're doing a great job, man.
Is that what you think playing is?
Go out and play with your friends. All right. I've done it too tight. This is where it's meant to be fun.
You must have bigger dreams than that, Ryan.
I mean, I think fucking that's pretty big dreams.
Just say you want a part in a show, like you're the leading man.
A part, then. I wouldn't want to be a leading man.
No, no.
Of course you would.
A recurring character.
Yeah, a recurring character.
Another pint of bitter.
Every episode.
I was here last week, don't you remember?
The usual.
What?
I'll tell you what, just to be happy in a job. Fucking hell.
Fuck the line. Just want some respect.
I just want to smile. These drugs aren't doing it.
Yeah, just have a job that I'm happy in. And, yeah. Can, you know, live off it.
So you want to accomplish...
Because that's not a job, is it? One line, one time.
A reoccurring character might be a job. Well, so what, it is a job, but...
What do you want to accomplish, though?
Accomplish? Just... Yeah. Just...
So Max wants to be Frodo Baggins.
Just...
Yep.
Tom wants to...
I want to accomplish a paid comedy role.
Nice.
In a film, or at least a recurring series.
What about an advert?
Yeah, actually, or an advert, or a big advert. Actually, I've had one line in an advert.
Fucking advert.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about if somebody got confused by what you said there, and when they heard comedy role, they thought you meant like a slapstick fall?
Yeah. Right.
And it's just you in an advert doing a fall down a hill, and they all just go, never mind him.
Yeah. I mean, I'd definitely do it, but I wouldn't, when they say cut, I wouldn't think, yeah, dream's complete.
You get the line, but it's like on a live show,
right,
and you absolutely fucking butcher it, yeah, and that's it, you're off and that's done.
Right. One of your eyes is clearly looking at the camera.
You trump and then don't you definitely shit yourself. It's very obvious. Well, no, it doesn't go down your leg, but you're like, oh no. You run up
bogeys.
Yeah. As you run a bogey, yeah.
You sort of you had a big thing for climbing mountains.
I did. Everest. Yeah, maybe another mountain. It's a no.
Maybe you get to the top of Everest and do a comedy line.
It's high up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pint of bit.
Too cold. Yeah, I'd like to do another mountain, you know, yeah, on a sort of Kilimanjaro scale.
What about the mountain?
What about do it yourself this time? Just like getting a local to do it for you. Carry your own back.
Yeah. Or come up with your own dreams, mate. Don't let us suggest them.
Like, yeah, man. Maybe that could be a dream.
Climb a mountain, yeah,
got
fine.
Lots of dreams. Lots of things.
Name three.
All right, so we've already mentioned an acting.
No, you
role.
Can't have
you
one.
You can't have the same dream.
Damn it.
You
okay.
Said you've got loads, so I'm not having one right. Fucking repeated.
Okay, then. I want to be able to buy my own house one day.
That's nice.
Flat.
Oh. A bachelor pad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking exciting.
Yes. You know what?
Yeah.
If I've got the money from this one line I've got...
I'd forget about that, mate. Yeah, I'd go down a different path to get the money.
Okay. I would like to get fit as fuck.
Already done that, mate.
Damn! Yeah.
Is that your bogey hat?
When you say fit as fuck, you mean like in good shape or just like really sexy?
Just get...
really sexy.
Yeah, just get...
Yeah, man.
People look at me and go, oh... He's been working out.
Yeah, but if you carried your own bag up Kilimanjaro, you could have been that, mate.
Yeah. I did carry my own bag up Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
It's just...
is that the bogey again? Gonna carry these fuckers up. No one else is gonna do it for me.
Yeah. It's all right, mate.
Yeah.
Any more? Was that third?
Maybe cooking more, like to do a bit more like...
Okay, I just finished that. That's fine. Done.
You know, it's not a dream. It's just...
I want to master the stir fry.
It was your third wish, though, wasn't it? Maybe cook some more.
Yeah.
The end of Aladdin. What's your final wish, Aladdin? Want to cook more, mate?
Just browse the menu,
maybe,
please.
I don't know. I don't know. A couple nights a week.
But like from scratch, you know?
Yeah.
Man.
Like when you get a...
You can do that.
Hello Fresh box, like that kind of thing. Like that kind of from scratch.
So just go to the supermarket and buy some raw ingredients, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Round of your own.
Yeah, it's good
to
have dreams.
Thank you, everyone. Got lots of dreams.
Do you know what Frodo Baggins is looking so bad now?
You're silly, man.
Yeah.
I'd want to write, perform, and direct something where I multi-role every part. Really.
You want to play all the roles?
Yeah, and it's
Like Norbit.
I'm going to take I'm going to take on the prison life, but never as before seen.
To all the different gangs, you know, the African Americans, Mexicans.
Yeah. Got to deal with the Latinos, man.
Skinheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had to be in a gang in prison, who would you go for?
I don't want to be with the skinheads.
No.
Nah. I feel like I wouldn't agree with them.
Mm. I'd be fucked.
Oh, really?
It's one way to get in a gang.
Yeah. Oh, no. Just the cool gang.
The cool gang.
The cool gang.
The cool gang.
The cool gang. I didn't even think of that as an option. Like,
I'd probably be hanging out around.
Just the jocks, the man, yeah.
I think people would be hanging out at you, mate.
I'll just go to the library and hang out.
Yeah.
Library.
Keep myself to myself. Just do my
book
time.
Jocks.
Do my time.
Read your boxing books.
Yeah.
You're allowed to delete one thing from the universe without any negative consequences. What do you delete and why? Not this podcast, okay?
God, the universe is a big place.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus on Earth, probably, just because I don't know too much about
I would like to get... I don't...
delete Jupiter.
Queuing?
Orion. Oh.
You want to delete queuing?
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 If I was to delete queuing... Like, you know,
chaos, mate.
Having to go into a queue.
So you're just going to be like, everyone just attacks it?
No, we can all just go straight through.
They'll just be full, though.
Yeah, but like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Queuing's got a reason.
This is how what I was going to ask.
There's four cashiers on, yeah.
So there's lots of repercussions from my decisions.
It would just be all-out anarchy.
Without any negative consequences, though. So you're going for queuing.
Yeah.
So you just... So you... So much more time to learn your line.
Yeah.
That's clever, that, mate.
I'm going to delete Ryan's line. Backspace, baby.
I'm going to delete Ryan. I wouldn't do that, mate.
I feel like I've wasted mine then.
No.
Travel fees.
Yeah.
Or fees, money. I'd get rid of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then how do we...
No negatives, baby.
So like Noel Edmonds swap shop.
Yeah, it'd be good.
How did people pay for things back in the day?
Well, trading.
Trade services for, like, you know, you scratch my back.
I'll give you some turkey meat.
Wow.
That's how we met.
Are you going to give me, man? I feel like I've just been mugged off there. Yeah.
So listen, asking me?
Listen to how I scratched Ryan's back
you're
and I received...
scratching your back.
I received nothing but a weird look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's arrogant.
You are going to be dead my before you know it when all you give in return to people is... thank you, I guess.
Thank you for scratching my back.
Humble man's just giving you turkey meat.
Yeah, man.
Do you not hear what he said?
What would you like in return?
Stephen's the one that scratched your back.
Why are you asking me?
Oh, that's why you were scratching my back. I just thought you were just scratching.
What do you think?
Weird, mate. Yeah.
Sorry, apologies. Weird.
Great new segment.
So you made it weird.
You scratched my back.
And then, you know, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing happened.
Just Ryan's diverish commands.
Scratching it back.
No, he's a back scratcher, so that's what he does. He doesn't need that.
He travels land.
My fingernails are insured for so much money, man.
Yeah.
Well, no money.
Price
so much turkey meat.
So many sprouts. What else can we delete? I'd delete alcohol. Oh, so then when everyone just has to have a good time without the...
I guess drugs would be
helpful. Oh, shit, much. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, just I wish I didn't drink.
Or the negative effects of alcohol. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. Pain and suffering.
Hangovers. Get rid of hangovers.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
You get bad, bad hangovers.
Not really, but I have done in the past.
Mine are getting worse.
I'm very moany.
Yeah. You drink last night, did you?
No. Brilliant.
Cheers, man.
No, but I am very like...
But I'm going to drink tonight.
Not good for hangovers at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Did you see the Mona Lisa in Paris?
Nice.
Yeah. Let down by that. So we've got hangovers... Where you go?
Wealth inequality.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to get rid of like historical landowners, people that
just got, inherited.
Yeah,
yeah. Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, royal family.
I like people to own their own.
So that island where the tribe live that I've never seen anyone else. Would you say that's everyone's now?
Oh, they're going to be
a tricky one, isn't it? But you know, you know the people I'm coming after. I guess if I can give this rule, but then I'd obviously go over it myself with a fine tooth comb and make decisions. I'll make them.
You're making.
I'll take this out.
You could get rid of billionaires.
Give myself the land.
Think about how much money you'd get if you got rid of billionaires.
Yeah, just, over a billion.
Yeah.
A wage cap. Full stop. For all.
What if you see yourself coming up to that wage, you know?
Yeah.
What if you could do so well with this travel vlog?
Yeah.
and you see yourself make it, what do you cap it at?
Well, I mean, if I'm doing really well, then it's not kind of money. It's not about the money, is it? You know, sounds like I'm having a great time.
I'll be fuming if I get to like 10 billion. I'm like, really? I can't make any more because you're not letting
10 billion and he's angry.
Furious.
It's sad, isn't it? It's sad.
So we're getting rid of hangovers, queuing,
and money,
and inherited land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sure. We're really shaking the world up then.
Yeah, man.
I knew it was a queuing.
You have to wait for anything.
If Mars was habitable, would you accept a one-way ticket there?
Oh.
Think of the travel vlogs.
That one travel blog.
I'm here. He then turns up. Bye, please.
No. You're here too.
I'm fit as fuck on Mars. The bloke carrying his bag. You can go now.
I'd hate it, I think. Stuck on Mars.
Yeah.
It would be sick in terms, you know, if it was just a
choice. Yeah, man, for the Instagram.
Yeah. Because all you would be doing is just surviving. I know that's technically what we do now. We just,
oh, that's so powerful, man.
Yeah, man. Like,
you'd be on that good kush tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
You'll be on Mars.
What? Hey, it depends on.
I wouldn't want to be the first.
No.
Because it would just be like one of those sort of.
A base.
Like a mobile, like, yeah. It'd be so shit. Like
if you're bad with the heights of the Eiffel Tower, you're flying up there.
No.
Take me back. Be good then.
Yeah. It's one of the. I wouldn't want to be the first.
Yeah.
If there was like a society up there, then maybe, yeah. But.
Six people.
No.
Mars, are you going?
I don't think I would.
If you've travelled the world by 40.
If I've travelled the world, I agree with my boy Smith over it. I need a bit of something going on up there.
Yeah.
I need some Mars culture.
Yeah.
Start the Mars Football League.
Yes.
Start the Mars Defence League.
Best footballer on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mars Defence League.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Would you be annoyed if you got there and then the next person to get off was Stephen Yaxley, whatever his name is? Yeah. Lennon. It's just.
I'd be annoyed, yeah.
Or Tommy Robinson.
No, I'd be fuming.
Would you be more annoyed if you got along with him? If you just go into bed at night, guys, he's not bad, you know. He gets a bad rap.
You would have to, I think. If
you have to get along,
it's just you two. You'd have to become friends with him.
Yeah, just the two of you.
Just the two.
Yeah.
Crikey.
To repopulate, wouldn't you?
Yeah, man.
So who's going to Mars?
Just Ryan, I think.
No, I'm not going.
One of us has to go, Ryan. One of us has to go.
Got to promote the podcast up there.
I've got to stay here. I've just sorted this room, so I can't leave.
It'd be ridiculous if you
alternate like a year at a time.
Yeah. Plus, you go first.
I'm in a relationship, and says Max and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I've just come back from Paris, so I need to sort of acclimatise to Manchester again.
Yeah,
he's got jet lag.
Yeah, man.
Your ears might pop.
Oh, well, bring it up ears.
Actually, no, it would ruin my ears.
Yeah, imagine mine.
Flew to
God, yeah.
Yeah,
please slow down the. Spaceship. Remember the wind resistance on these.
Yeah.
Never get there.
Think about these things.
Now we have a great fucking segment. It's Stephen Lies, I think.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
For listeners at home, Max is detective. And we have an item this week.
Wow. It's a little award, not a text. I guess we've given up on the...
No, it's still a good format.
Oh, can I have a look at it, please? Cheers.
Nope. Nice. Cheeky.
Hey, winning the Great Egg Challenge. That's impressive. 7th of February, 2007.
So good times.
It's a long time ago, isn't it?
Nah.
Many moons ago.
Not in here. The listeners at home, Max is playing with his fingers.
15 years ago. So you'd have been 15?
Nope.
17? 17. You're not going to get that at 17.
What
year? 2007?
Yeah.
2007.
I was 12.
And you would have been 12 as
actually,
well.
Actually, I was 11 at the time.
11.
17.
I'm going to focus more on you two because there's no way Tom won the great fucking egg challenge at 17.
Do you want to hear my story?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
I assume you worked hard on it.
So I did work experience at Hazel Grove when I was 16.
Okay.
Did that in year 11.
Yep.
I don't know if you did that, but it's kind of around the time that you do it.
No, I did it. I've spoken about it before.
Yeah, so I did really well there. Got on quite well. And they asked me to come back the next year for 2 weeks.
2 weeks to a primary school as a stranger? Oh, come on back, Tommy. You did a really good job.
I was there for 2 weeks. It's work experience.
And they asked you to keep coming back?
No, they asked me to come back for another 2 weeks
really?
Next year.
Defenders Egg Champion title.
Very strange, that.
Why? Why is it strange?
Well, because you've got your life to live. You're there for work experience. You know, they tell them to use their fucking budget.
At the time.
Professional. Not to get some weird fucking egg boy.
Man, egg man.
I wasn't... They weren't depending on me. You know, it was...
Shock horror, the egg boy's not turned up.
They gave me the opportunity to come back at the start of the...
As a vegan, you should hate this.
Anyway, we did...
Playing around eggs.
So, for the time I was there, we'd had this egg challenge thing that we did that everyone, I think it was like, you got a pack of eggs. Everyone got a pack of eggs and a lot of eggs. And you had to do various kind of things with them. One was like the... where you...
Throw them at the fucking egg boy.
Where making it float, getting rid of the shell.
Yeah.
Putting in vinegar and making the egg bounce. There was like building a... That's a real thing.
Yeah, no, I know it is.
Building a contraption so that you could drop it at the end of the week, and we saw whose egg survived. Basically, I won.
So you beat all these kids.
I did win. So another kid got the kid that won got one of these, but they also gave me one as well as a card and some chocolates and stuff. All right,
Ryan, what's this to you?
It's an awards. There was a day where I think it was a school trip. People went out to like Thorpe Park.
Okay.
I didn't go because I hate roller coasters. So one of the things
more
we
at
did
a theme park, mate.
In science was the Great Egg Challenge. Where you had to throw an egg off the top of the building and try and not make it crack.
And catch it at the bottom.
No, you went
down the stairs,
it.
Didn't you?
You got
it.
Given like
so
four
mind,
pieces
like 14,
of
yeah.
So okay, cool.
Yeah,
four pieces of like newspaper.
Yeah, this sounds like something you do in primary school, not in you know.
It was in secondary school. It was in
yeah, that's what I mean.
2007.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You got facial hair and you're playing with
I
eggs
been
on
in
the top of the
seven.
Building. Well done, mate. Stephen, what's
when
this
I, when
to
I
you?
Did it, it was a kid's thing.
Yeah, and you took this from a kid.
And taken from a kid.
Proud of yourself.
This was in physics class in year 7.
Okay, interesting.
It was actually very similar to what Ryan was doing.
Right.
To protect the egg as we threw it off the stairs outside the building.
Yeah.
And we had to try and protect it from breaking at the bottom.
Cool. How would you do that?
We did it in pairs. And our team, we had a parachute.
Wow.
And we had a little box for it. I came up with this really clever idea.
Yeah.
Of blowing up a balloon. To then glue on top of the egg.
Yeah.
However, I thought it'd make it more floaty.
Yeah.
In terms of the physics,
yeah,
the surface area that hits the parachute was far lessened because of the balloon.
Of course.
And therefore it fell and cracked. Yeah. But everyone got one of those.
All right, I think it's Stephen. Who was it? Was it you? Fucking hell, Tom. Wow. Well done.
No, it's right.
Oh, was it?
Hey!
Egg champion, mate.
Yeah, egg champion.
Fucking egghead, mate. Oh. Egghead Ryan.
Fucking egghead.
You must become the egg.
My next big challenge.
Someone throwing you off.
It's a fucking dream.
Oh no, it's me.
Don't worry, everyone gets a certificate.
It's now time for the viewers' most embarrassing moments.
Wow.
This one is from Anonymous. A few years ago, I started watching YouTube a lot more. I stumbled upon a channel called Stephen Tries Podcast, and it was so shit, all my friends laughed at me. They all pointed and pissed themselves and laughed over the ginger man with the pointy ears. They're not pointy.
No.
They just protrude outwards. Thank you, Liam. Yeah, there goes your anonymity. This one is from Josh Chester. Cheers, Josh. I once went to a family gathering at a local pub for my granddad's birthday. After being there for a decent while, I needed the toilet. The first cubicle I went into was one of the most outrageous displays of a toilet I've seen in my life. I won't go into detail, but you could only imagine the worst. So I thought, fuck that, and moved to the next cubicle and did my business. When I left to wash my hands, I briefly saw another guy walk in and go to that exact same cubicle, look in and immediately turn around. I looked him in the eyes and with chest said, I did that. Referring to not using that cubicle. However, in hindsight, it looks like I proudly took credit for the state of the outrageous toilet. Smiled at him and walked out. Still haunts me to this day. Thank you very much, Josh. That's my one. Stool. Never done something like that.
Not like that.
The toilet in TGI's the other night was shit all up the back of the toilet.
Yeah,
like a point that you really shouldn't be able to poo on. Mm. Someone did it.
I went in the other day and someone just put loads of chicken strips there. behind the toilet.
Like, I'll eat them later.
Like fully edible ones.
Yeah.
They're gone now, mate.
No, man, I don't know why.
It's
not like debris. It's not like
yeah,
the
no,
bits
like completely
you...
one like
really
table,
well.
On the plate.
Why?
Just put it on top of the toilet.
They must have taken that with them.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows?
Little toilet snacks.
Yeah. No? Speaking of shit, it's not time for this.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
That's right, it's IMAX.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
A bit of anticipation there. I wasn't sure if it was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew what it was going to be.
No, yeah. It wouldn't have been mine.
Yeah, when they were saying it was like it was shit.
No, nah, it definitely wasn't mine. I thought it was going to be your segment.
Here's something I talked about before.
Your segment's good, mate.
Yeah, real good, mate.
You're repeating good stuff, good quality content. yours is shit every time, mate.
I don't know what embarrassing. This week, yeah. But
just crying. Here's a replay of my best hits, and here's one that Dave said.
And that was IMAX. Thank you very much. So, Max, what have you been up to this week, aside from touring Europe?
Just went out for a walk. It's always good to go for a walk.
Yeah.
And just think about the movies.
And people want this cancelled.
Would you have
and after
Tom?
Every segment.
Just, you know when you go for a walk and you just sort of think about all the movies?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
What were you thinking about?
Just all the movies, just wasn't it? No, not even that. I just think about how nice the day was.
Yeah.
What movie is that?
Sorry?
How nice the day was.
Yeah.
So what you just referenced there, you didn't do.
Yeah, so you weren't thinking about movies.
I mean, you go out and think about all the great movies. No, I wasn't doing that. I'm not fucking weird.
That's something you could do.
Yeah.
No, I was just having a good time, mate. You know?
Really? It's an odd to believe now.
I had a little snack with me.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Just a little tub of, you know, sort of like roses, but not roses.
A little tub.
Oh, probably like a decent size, like just a regular size box of roses.
Of roses,
kilogram of confectionery.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah,
just thinking about
the day, the weather. Just to think.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it was boiling, mate.
And you had a
big tub of chocolate.
I had a big tub of melted chocolate. I guess I had my recorder with me to record.
Went, don't you?
To record my thoughts.
Yeah. You don't want to listen to you eating chocolate. And
no, that'd be ridiculous. No, yeah. And then I bumped into an old friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you get chocolate all over them?
No, I never do that. I wouldn't do that to a friend.
No.
Where's your chocolate?
Do you want me to press play?
Yes, please. Wow, what a beautiful day. I've got a box of my favourite Chockies, the sun is shining, and the birds are chirping. Shoo, bird, shoo! They're my Chockies, mine! Ree! Ree! Owie! What was that?
I have no idea.
Wow, world famous celebrity Brad Pitt. I see you ventured out to my ends. Must have been looking to get in the next IMAX.
No, I'm not a big fan of it.
Ree, I'm mega fuming.
Calm down.
No, you're being mean, and these stupid seagulls are trying to steal my candy. Wait, did you hear that?
I'm not sure.
There, the bushes are rustling.
Yeah, that's weird.
Creamy toffees!
What the fuck?
Creamy toffees!
Brad, I'm scared. Oh my god, it's getting closer.
Hiya!
You fucking freak! Shut your fucking mouth!
He's coming from a box, Brad. Save me!
Oh, what's in the box?
Creamy toffees!
No, they're mine! Owie! No, you've spilt my toffees all over the floor.
Creamy toffees.
No, you stupid birds. Take the candy, not me.
Creamy toffees.
I made that segment.
What a day.
Yeah.
So tough,
yeah.
Man.
Well done.
The seagulls took me to Paris.
Yeah.
Continued my day out.
Called it your Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
It's forgettable.
Ryan, what did you think of Max's segment?
I thought it was really good. Oh, terrible. Terrible.
No,
sorry,
don't. What the,
sure.
What the hell?
Sure he's trying to be the cat.
You're putting me through a real...
What are you on about?
Yeah, no, it was quite funny, yeah.
Sort of roller coaster of emotions
yeah,
you're putting me through.
What's going on here?
Sorry if I've caused the confusion.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Ryan.
Oh, boo. Yeah.
Go on, get out. Shame about Ryan.
Yeah, just constantly flip-flopping.
Yeah.
Heads all over the place.
Yeah, man.
It's a big head.
Racist.
So many
big
places.
Big head as well, you know. Hello.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Well, I am here because... Well, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Who are you before you tell me?
My name is...
Weird.
My name is Dildo... Dildo Shaggins.
Okay.
Dildo
no,
Dildo Shaggins.
You don't know, do you? Just Dildo Baggins.
Okay.
What's oh. your name, sir?
Dildo Baggins.
You don't seem sure. Is this on too tight?
I have lots of different nicknames that people give me.
Can we have five of them, please?
Yes. So there's Dildo Baggins.
Nice. Well, that's your name, isn't it? That's like saying his name is Max Smith.
Isn't it? It's not really my nickname,
is it? That's true, but some people call me Fill Through Baggins.
Fill Through?
Fill Through. What'd you fill through?
Just lots of...
Like filter through?
Yeah, like filter through good... like a conversation.
Who gave you that nickname?
Must be working on
can't wait to meet your friends.
Your friends.
Yes, it's a mouthful. I've got lots of friends.
Fill through back.
Now you're Dildo Braggins.
Hey!
That's the list.
Yeah, six now.
Is your mum Dildo Slaggins?
Hey!
Very good.
Dildo Shaggins would have worked, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. But yes, my name is Dildo Baggins.
Yeah, we know.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
What are you doing here, mate?
I am recently single, looking to go back onto the dating scene. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
So you've been on the dating scene before?
I have been on the dating scene before.
What
was very
was
good
that?
Into very good, very big into Tinder and Snapfish. Snapfish? No, Snapfish is where you buy photographs from.
What are you doing?
What photographs are you buying, mate?
The dating scene. I'm talking about the Snapfish. Dating scene.
Do you mean catfish?
No, not catfish. There's a dating website that I used to use all
plenty of fish.
The time. Plenty of fish.
Right.
Plenty of photos, man.
You're just looking at Snapchat, but for fish, aren't you?
Yes. And you were very good at it, were you?
I was very good back in the day when I was a bit younger.
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old are you now?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I am 35.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's obvious.
And Tinder's not like that old. I mean, I guess if you were
set
doing
your age range,
yeah. If you were doing Tinder, I guess you've kind of you were part of the modern dating scene.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. I when I started dating my ex, Tinder had just started. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you meet on Tinder?
Yes, that was that's where we met.
What was their and, name?
Her name was Janice. Yeah, right. Janice.
And what was your bio?
What was your age range?
Fucking 60 plus.
Yeah, my age range back in the day, it was a while ago. So
did she die of old age?
It being 24. To,
she didn't leave you, did she?
24.
COVID was rough.
24 plus. Yeah. 24 my bio plus. Would be.
It was a cold winter.
She was clearly 24 plus.
Definitely over 24.
Search range. Search
easily
range,
24.
24 plus. I was very, very, shagging around a lot back then.
Yeah, you're just meeting up on Snapfish. And
yeah.
Getting your dick wet. Sure.
Yeah.
But since my relationship that lasted 7 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
7 years.
28 when you started.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What do you do? What's your job?
I work for Uber Eats.
Right.
I ride my bike.
Clearly.
Yeah.
With no handlebars.
Why?
What does that mean?
You get stolen.
I was quoting a song.
You're an off character, aren't you?
What song's that?
Song, a bloody good one that came out in 2008.
What is it? Sorry.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
I don't know.
No handlebars.
Surely you've got to, you know, sort of take excuse more me. Care if you are carrying much. Food for someone.
Yes. Oh, because I have no handlebars.
Yeah.
Yes, it's more of a unicycle. So okay. I put all the food into
it's not
my,
a bike then, is it?
My, yeah. On my back and unicycle to my various destinations.
So you unicycle with no handlebars?
Yeah.
So does everyone else.
Let's say I order KFC at 9. What yes. time would you get there by?
About 10:30.
I live right next door to KFC.
Everyone else is
it's not practical.
Everyone else is a lot quicker than me, but that's why I'm, you know, doing things like this, getting some more money in. You know?
We're not paying you for this.
What?
No, you don't get paid for this. Ugh. Max ordered KFC and you've waltzed up in here.
I thought you came on here to, like, get yourself out there back on the dating scene, and now you're talking about money.
Yeah, well, you know.
What is it,
Dildo? It's all one thing, isn't it? At the end of the day.
Is it?
Yeah, relationship.
Do you deliver much better in terms of a relationship than you do with food?
Yes. My relationship that we've just happened did not end particularly well.
Why?
No.
So basically, a big night out happens with a few of the lads down at the pub.
Nice. Some of the Uber Eats boys.
Yes, yes. And I thought, I'll bring Janice along with me.
Right.
Things were going well at this point.
Yes, yes, very well. But then they found out...
It's hard to take her on your unicycle as well, isn't it?
Yeah, she did resent me slightly.
So is she in the back of the bag with the food?
No. So I would pay for an Uber for her to get to wherever we were going. Then I would meet her arranged destination. Okay.
That's a good deal.
I would unicycycle there because I always use the bike. Got to make
it's not bike.
It.
It's not bike, mate.
Oh, yeah. One wheel, two wheel, three wheels.
It's a trike.
Yeah.
So, dildo.
Yes.
What do you look for in a woman?
We're just going to cut that story there. Yeah. Is that it? The big fucking breakup.
I like a woman who is vegan.
You like a vegan woman.
A vegan woman.
Why?
Are you a vegan yourself?
Yes. Yes.
But you deliver food that isn't vegan, or do you only deliver?
Yes, it does make me question my morals sometimes, but I am doing my bit for the environment. What with the unicycle that I'm going to stop
Have you ever thought...
Yeah, but you also order a taxi at the same time.
Yes.
If you bought a bike with another seat, then you'd...
Tandem, mate.
You would be helping the environment. Of course, you don't need that now, because she left you.
But also, I'm creating work for people, and I like to create work for people.
You could have like a little sidecar on a unicycle.
Some work for the editor.
Yeah. What kind of things do you do to so much work for people?
Where?
Dildo, has anyone ever talked to you about a little bogey there?
Have I really?
No, Dildo, that's a little joke.
Oh, that's
new and understand.
Yeah.
So, how high up does your head go in that helmet?
What way? What do you mean?
Nothing, mate.
Can we see your hair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do a lot of women go for this sort of look?
Yes.
It's like Donald Trump.
A lot of older women tend to go for this.
Pretend.
Look.
Pretend.
Janice was
they're tricking you.
Ones.
Should I say pretend?
They're using you to get back at their...
I meant intent.
Depend. Depend.
Get 20% off.
Are they just pretending?
Ascend.
Ascend.
Yeah.
Contend.
Send.
Yeah. Offend. Apprehend.
I'm looking for a woman.
And I don't think you are.
Can we... We go back to that.
You want a lady?
Yes, please.
If you had to pick a famous person to base your ideal woman off, who would it be?
Someone like...
Ooh. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, she's a good one, but no.
She's a man.
Too young for you.
Maybe someone, Maggie Smith. I like an older woman. Yeah.
Or like Shaggy Smith.
Yes. Yeah, someone like Maggie Smith, but vegan.
Would you marry her?
Yeah.
So she became Maggie Baggins.
But obviously I can't get Maggie Smith.
No, you can become Dildo Smith, but we already know a guy. Oh,
yeah,
dad.
That's me.
Dildo Smith.
I think he's all right.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad. Real proud of you, man. Keep it up, man.
I am single.
Don't do that, mate. Not on the sofa. Your glasses. Have they got real glass in? Or are they for... Oh, my God!
Who said that?
Me, you're looking at me.
I'm only joking. Yes, they're fake, of course.
You're funny.
I get more tips this way.
Tips?
Why?
Yes, people often tip.
I'm not going to fucking four eyes on a unicycle.
Yeah, so but basically what I'm going to do to pick up more women... is leave my card with every order that I do.
Oh, that's not...
That's creepy.
Yeah. No, it's
that's
not.
Because you know where they live.
Not creepy. Yeah. Yes, but not for long. Do you know how many
What do you mean? Because they move.
Because witness protection.
But so you've ordered.
I would leave my cards to every single house that I go to,
even
regardless.
If they've just ordered a bunch of steaks and barbecue wings and stuff, and you're going to leave your card.
No, you're so desperate.
So get fucking weird. Well.
No, it's not.
So
desperate.
You know, a house
don't
full of non-vegans.
Hate the game.
No,
boys.
We hate the player.
Hate the game,
boys.
You're a weirdo.
You're fucking freaky.
Weird. I didn't like you straight away.
I don't like how you need a compass on your arm to know where to go either. Yeah.
You weren't sure about your own name.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got fake glasses on.
Yeah, no, fake glasses.
You know what? I just talking in public.
Mum, the weirdo gave me his phone number with my Happy
wasn't
Meal.
Wasn't comfortable giving out my name straight away.
Why not? You
and
came here to get yourself.
I'm now a single man. I'm vulnerable.
What was that nickname again?
Oh. My coat. At least we know the helmet works.
Why did you pick this helmet?
Oh, I just thought it was the nice.
That's what they said to Janice.
Hey!
Go on, piss off, dildo baggins.
Yeah, fuck off.
Honestly, it's impressive.
Don't leave your card with us.
It's just a screenshot of my Tinder.
Go on, get off on your unicycle.
I got it from Snapfish.
sorry. Dildo baggins, you left your unicycle there. Why don't you ride it out? Oh. It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney.
Hello. Tom Looney. Here we go. Devin showed me a funny video this well. It was a video. It was quite amusing, I thought. Just of a couple of guys. You probably know him. I don't know.
But, Will Smith.
I love it.
Martin Lawrence.
Reading out loads of things that give girls the ick. Like instant turn-offs, and some of them quite funny, so I went on Reddit to find a few. these are from women, things that guys do, and I'll reverse it next week, you know.
Get
a bit of mileage out of this.
You'll give girls the ick.
Here we go. Okay, some big tits, very specific to
give girls the ick, or guys, sorry.
Girls don't like big tits.
An ex used to say "orky mo" instead of "awkward moment." Also used to call nipples "nippy nops."
I quite like the second bit. That's redeeming.
That's fine.
He's 24.
You know, when I first met Zoe, I was going through a weird phase of watching "The Only Way Is Essex," and I answered the door. And pretty soon into our conversation, I said, "What say do do?" And she almost left.
Really?
Very cringy. Gave her the ick.
Wow.
Something Joey Essex used to say.
Oh, right, him.
My now ex-husband began prefacing every sentence with FYI. And our marriage imploded soon after. A guy I was seeing referred to himself in the third person, but the ick went full-blown when he started including my name in it as well. He would say things like, "This is a great moment for his name and my name."
God. So
this is a great moment for Max and Tom.
Why would you do that?
Jesus Christ.
That doesn't even make...
That's hideous.
Awful. First kiss I ever had, I hate thinking about it. He literally looked at me and said, "Open your mouth." I asked why, but did anyway. He just shoved his tongue in my mouth and there were Cheeto chunks in his spit and I almost threw up. It was the grossest thing that's ever happened to me. Guy bought me the same perfume his sister wore because it turned him on.
Ryan.
Mad respect.
Yeah. This lad got his mum to cut his toenails for him. He didn't have a medical condition or anything. He would prevent him from being able to do it himself. It wasn't a one-off thing. He never cut his toenails. His mum always did it for him.
That is definitely Dave.
Yeah.
100% Dave.
These two are grim. One's worse than the other. I'll start with the not so bad. When he would be flossing his teeth, he would pull the floss out and then put the floss back in his mouth and eat whatever came from out between his teeth.
No.
This is the worst one. I've got more, but this one now is...
Okay.
I went to give him a BJ and there was a chunk of poop stuck on his pubes.
What? What?
No!
How does that even happen?
Loads of them were like about hygiene. Guys are disgusting.
Oh my God.
Some of them
were
awful.
How is there a guy with poo on his pubes getting a blowjob?
Yeah, man.
One more. This one's not
little,
so bad.
Little palate cleanser.
Yeah, little palate cleanser. First time we hooked up, he grabbed my ass and said, "Give me that cake."
That's not bad.
That's not so bad. I feel like I went for some really disgusting ones. There were some that were quite funny.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy men.
Yeah, maybe the poo one was too much, wasn't it?
It's now time for Ryan's Crying. And if I'm not mistaken, We have a bloody good jingle.
Hello there, my name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off! Send the dirty gates off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field! That's just typical what it is! Get him walking!
Get him walking!
Welcome to Ryan's Cry.
Get him walking!
Here's some things that make me cry. Firstly...
Oh. Hey Ryan, how have you been?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Well, why are you doing the segment there? Ryan's crying.
these are just things that annoy me or that I don't agree with. We know the score.
I don't know the score, mate.
Number Two one.
Nil. Are you winning? Right.
Controversial. Scrabble.
That's it.
Don't
Scrabble.
Like it. Don't
well,
like
you're
it.
Dyslexic. It's understandable.
Oh, right. Well, I was
still... Like most of your writing. A bit of a,
left-handed.
Why didn't you, so like, why didn't you like Scrabble rhyme?
Oh, did it?
No.
Okay, next
so
one.
Much work. moving past Scrabble.
No. No, sorry, so go on. Have you ever played Scrabble?
Yeah, a few times, and never win.
Who are you against?
Do have dyslexia. Does make things harder, because I cannot picture the words.
Yeah, right, it does.
Yeah. Why do you, like, keep a little... piece of paper and like write them and stuff, try writing combinations, like at least fucking try, don't be like, oh, okay.
Well, I it would be a much longer game.
Yeah,
it's a long game anyway. It's Scrabble. You don't play Scrabble to, you know, play Scrabble, you do it to have a fun time.
Yeah, it's like it's an evening, you know,
it's a rainy day.
I play to
have a couple of beers, you and I guess, yeah,
you're off ill with your nan,
yeah, sit down and
I was just giving other scenarios when I've played Scrabble, off ill with my nan,
yeah,
nothing contagious except the love of Scrabble.
Got a toaster at the moment that
you could.
You allowed him to.
Doesn't toast a whole slice of toast though.
Oh, like, do you need to do? Take it to the bath with you. You fucking man.
Only toast half the bread.
I've got to
turn it around.
It'll pop up and I have to rotate it again. Then all the middle is always burnt.
Have you just got a shit cheap toaster?
Yes, yeah, I did.
We'll get an expensive one.
Yeah, oh, alright.
My one just costs 100 quid.
Yeah, you don't need to hurt our ears with your fucking shit.
Yeah, man. Fucking boring.
Alright, next up then.
Use the oven.
Luggage racks on any form of transport, right? I'm talking plane, train,
automobile.
Automobile.
Spanish football team.
They're just not.
Welcome to automobile.
Even on a plane, when you've got it up above, I hate having to go into your rucksack, like if you need to get something out of it, and like, it's just the awkward.
Yeah, but otherwise it's around your feet,
and everyone's looking at you. That sort of thing. And then trains as well. When you put your suitcase in, you've got to walk half a mile down the train to...
Half a mile?
I don't know, mate. Because not, you know. Cause we used it when we were coming back with a wheelchair and it was perfect. It was just, you know, tucked away.
Yeah, but that
luggage rack saved us.
We got lucky.
They were just moving out of the way for you, weren't they?
Yeah. Not paying for this seat.
But they put me on edge.
Luggage racks?
Yeah.
Put you on edge?
Yeah. Well, leaving my luggage there. I'll always just take it with me.
What would you say to a luggage rack if they were here today?
Be better.
Wow. Could you give an instance of how they could do that?
Just maybe security. Get a...
You want a security guard on each luggage rack?
That's not practical. That really isn't practical.
A lot of jobs, though.
Yeah. We've got too many police on the streets. Let's get them on the luggage racks. Ryan's Law, we call it.
What's in your luggage that's so worth protecting?
Just my stuff, you know? Maybe there's
name
like
three things that
tags,
you can't afford to lose.
Right? There's a tag that's on the luggage.
Not on your ankle, though, isn't it?
It's on the luggage and it's on you. And that luggage can't get off the train without you. Like two tags we enjoy.
That's
so
mad.
If someone tried to get my case.
So is that the and the security guard, and you want to put this on Stagecoach? Everyone's got these futuristic tags.
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
Wow.
Getting Squid Games
but no queues, so
yeah, because no one wants to get on these weird trains. You're attached to your case.
No one's getting my undies.
More security guards than actual passengers. There's no room for you. We can fill it with security guards.
There's been no theft this week.
Even on a plane.
Not the tag system for a plane.
No,
that's good of you.
All the security.
No.
It's now time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max, to the max, put it to the max.
I literally got my nard snipped so we don't make any more fucknuts like our son Billy.
Ooh. So,
what?
Just seen our
Did
son.
Did you say hello or anything?
I'm bathed in my mouth, LMAO. The irony of my dick pushing out the biggest piece of shit that is our son.
These are but a few of the texts my father has sent me when high on his post-vasectomy painkillers. I'm fuming, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Daddy may be horrid, but he pays for my schooling and the roof over my head. Love you guys. Have a sick one. Ben.
Can we hear it again, please, Ben? Can we hear some of the... some of the text messages, please. I'm so confused.
I literally got my nards snipped, so we don't make any more fucknuts like our son Billy. Ooh, just seen our son and barfed in my mouth, LMAO. The irony of my dick pushing out the biggest piece of shit that is our son.
What? Why was his dick put out of sperm?
Yeah. It does sound like his dick shitting a little bit.
Yeah.
Weird dad.
Weird dad.
He is weird dad. That's not a nice thing to
nasty
say.
Nasty dad.
Yeah.
Horrible dad.
He's... I wonder who he was messaging. Probably a partner, wife, probably, mother.
Yeah. Or unless he was like... Maybe. Yeah. Sorry, these were texts that dad has sent to son.
By accident.
By accident.
By accident.
Because he was high on his vasectomy.
Famous vasectomy pills, yeah.
Yeah.
So did he have an issue there?
I think he didn't know what to do.
Because
if your dad's having a go at you, you obviously want to say something back.
And he's paying for your schooling. You
know? If he's paying for your life, yeah.
Ryan, do you ever worry that you've let your dad down?
No, not at all. I think I'm very proud.
Oh,
you'll get that one line. if your dad did criticise you, how would you react?
Stop texting him for one.
Yeah.
And then just say, "Nah, Dad, don't want any more of your food that you make me."
What does he make you?
He does some baking sometimes.
Because you only seen him like once a year, don't you?
Like your kind of baking.
Are they proud of that?
Yeah. They don't want me to leave Manchester ever, in their opinion.
They don't want you to come back.
They don't need to come back.
So proud, man.
You stay there. I heard from an agent you're getting that one line very soon.
I'd just speak to my dad if I was really angry with him.
Should we act that out?
Yeah.
So it must be Ryan's dad.
Is he sent me these texts?
He's just annoyed with you.
I don't know. I think you would.
Nah, I think you're Ryan's dad.
Okay.
Do you want to be Ryan's mum or brother?
I can be mum.
Yeah. Oh. I'll be your brother.
Okay. Dad, you've been sending me some weird texts, making me out to be a twat.
Making you out to be a twat? You do that yourself, you cunt.
How do I do that?
Well, everything you fucking do and say.
Right. Well, do you think...
Look at your forehead.
Do you think it's appropriate to be saying...
You're right, twat on that.
Not to, Dad, isn't it?
I love you.
Thanks.
You're my favourite son.
Yeah, it's not hard. Yeah. There's then. Weirdo. probably looking at mum.
Yeah.
I'm up here.
Mum, Dad's been sending me some really rude messages.
Go on.
He's just been saying that I'm a piece of shit that's come out his knob.
That doesn't make sense.
Funny, Anna.
It's not fair.
Be a comedy.
Harry doesn't get any texts.
Oh, Harry's a good boy. We like Harry, don't we?
Harry's not shit. He's a good son.
All I'm trying to say is just stop texting me rude stuff and stop being a dick to me.
I don't think I can do it.
Is there anything wrong with you, Daddy?
What are you trying to suggest?
Yeah, that's not cool.
What the fuck are you trying to suggest?
Why are you questioning Dad like that?
Why are you looking at me like that up and down? Saying I'm sick?
I just said there's no way you would have sent me that text without, you know, really, really meaning. Did you do it deliberately then?
There must be something wrong with me to have you.
Right.
So maybe there is something wrong with your dad.
Fuck me, maybe there is.
Maybe there is, fucking hell.
Oh shit, I should go to doctors. What are you sniffing your fingers for, you twat? Has he been with you again?
Foul.
No, son of man.
I know I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't. You know? He doesn't deserve it.
If he doesn't, you should do it with Harry.
No. Probably have to wait till I'm 30. Life's cruel. Maybe when I'm 30 I'll come to Manchester.
Yeah.
After I've had me fill.
Right, well, thanks, Dad.
For what?
Just for nothing.
Rude.
Harry, good luck.
Thank you.
Mum?
Won't need luck.
I'm up here.
Yeah.
Bye, then. There we go, Billy. Ryan has perfectly displayed how to just leave home.
Yeah.
Didn't like the bit where he sniffed his fingers.
No,
that wasn't
weird.
Cool, mate. Yeah. But it was method, kind of, wasn't it? You went
checking for a baby.
He's bringing stuff from his own life in, and it was like trying to help Billy. This isn't about you.
This is about Brandy. Billy, yeah. You're up there on the plane.
I thought you were there.
Yeah.
I thought you were like that Tom Shelby.
Yeah.
It's now time for the final question. It's the final question. Would you rather eat a handful of hair or lick three public telephones?
Like the actual, the receiver.
Yeah, man.
Or the metal bit where you push the numbers in.
Mm. I reckon the buttons.
The button, okay. Oh, God, that's even worse.
That is worse.
Yeah.
It doesn't say whose hair.
So it's just
hands full of hair.
Unnamed hair.
You have to do that when your mum doesn't shave.
I'm going to go for the buttons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're not choggy buttons, Tom.
To be fair, public telephone choggy buttons would be horrible, wouldn't it? Where'd you get them from? Oh, fucking rotten.
Not if Willy Wonka made them. Public telephone Wonka buttons.
Choggy buttons.
I'd go for the buttons as well.
I'd go for the hair.
Switcher.
Yeah.
Mm. See, I don't think I'd be able to get the hair down.
Yeah. Handful of hair.
I think I'd really struggle with it.
Gag.
I hate having hair in my mouth. One of my worst things. Like,
but licking the buttons.
Yeah, I do
you're
it.
You're gonna
and
get
then
a disease from that.
Straight for the Listerine, and then just kind of be done with it. Hopefully, I don't get sick.
I'm running out of taste for it.
We're gonna have to lick the telephone.
It would overpower your saliva. It'd be so dry.
Yeah, I'm gagging.
You couldn't get it down your throat. It'd be, oh my god.
Yeah.
So and then just think of the poo afterwards.
Yeah.
That could be quite funny.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Change second bill.
Fair ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I'd be shit.
I mean, the buttons.
Coughing
bad.
Up a fur ball. That'd be bad.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've seen horrific things in telephone boxes.
Should we hear some of them?
I just like people pissing and.
I'm going for the buttons as well.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Like, if you're in the film The Phone Booth, where he's trapped in the phone booth and the guy's got a gun on him,
yeah.
He said, lick the buttons three times, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Yeah.
What are you doing? You fucking weirdo.
I meant the buttons on your coat.
I meant the jockey buttons.
I said only three times. I saw you.
Yes.
I would say looking the. I'm going to be walking down the street now and looking at every telephone box going. Could I do it?
Even if like it's not like it's not. I'm not saying they've got poop on them. I'm not going there, but it's like clearly like some like crusty bits and stuff. And
if they would though.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
it's
I mean.
Like
they
some
would.
Crusty bit of blood on there.
Have you been in a telephone box recently? They stink a piss.
Ryan's been in a telephone box.
Yeah, not long ago.
Couldn't get him out.
I would. Yeah. I would eat a handful of hair.
What?
I'd have the handful of hair if it was taken from there.
Oh God! Free city.
It's not a lot then.
I'd bite that hair off.
Just hair, I'm not a fan of hair at all. Like anywhere. Yeah.
Lucky for you. Oh, man.
We don't get on.
You said my legs got well hairy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a retreat?
We haven't done that doctor in Turkey about that.
We all licking buttons?
We're all licking buttons. We're all licking buttons. Na na na. Na 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 na. Well, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast.
What was that?
So, I'm delirious from poos. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan!
Tom Looney. And Max Smith.
Cheers, guys. Smith.
So they call him.
S-M-I-T-H.
Yep.
Smith.
He was a character.
Really? He was.
Barely. He lasted just a bit longer than the one today.
Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.